Guys, the most spiritual country on earth is India. Don't let the Americans come and tell you about something you have already known for close to 14,000 years. It's not so much the prayer, but it's the repetition and the faith that you say something to yourself. Example, I am joyfully well. There is a place in the brain now. Science has found this that Indians have known without putting the words to it. It's called the reticular activation system, the RAS. And if you keep feeding the RAS, the reticular activation system of your brain, with certain things that you are seeking to manifest in your life, they will. You must not lose sight of what you are trying to achieve until it happens. And once it happens, you have to share it and give it away to others. That's cosmic law. The Indian yogic system for thousands of years has known this. So don't be fooled that have the Western world tell the East how it's done. What the Western world is given is a scientific base for something that was not science-based, but it was spiritual awakening in the Indian system and the Indian culture. The Chinese too have a very ancient system, but the Indian system has a particular step, a pathway to get there, and this is the path of Ashtanga, the eight limbs, like petals of a flower, to reach the Amritam, the nectar of life, which is sitting in you. So when they say in America, a neuroscientist is now doing research on prayer, yes, it's great that you're doing research on prayer and giving validation for prayer, but it's not so much the prayer, but your absolute conviction that I am brain tumor free. It's just that if it's already happened and your whole life you've been very negative about your health or very pessimistic about many aspects of your own life, suddenly, if you repeat certain things like saying, I am brain tumor free, it's not possibly going to happen overnight. You have to prepare for these things when you're not in a crisis. Just like all the Xians and the senseis who are senior than even me have said on this black belt group, or all the teachers who have come before me have said, you have to prepare. You don't know when it's going to come. It will. Crisis and disaster is going to come. We just don't know when. There is only one reality. Each of us is going to pass away. We're going to leave this mortal body. That's the sad truth. That's the negative side of the truth. The positive side is you have the power to transmute how things will happen. That's the power of love. That's the power of light. That's the power of compassion. That's the power of loving, the power of sharing, and the power of caring. If your prayer involves this to activate service to others, not only will you help to heal somebody else, but you will activate your own healing mechanisms, and you don't need science to prove it. I'll give you an example. I work with many doctors, many surgeons in America. One of the surgeons, Dr. P, we'll call him, for HIPAA's sake, to protect his privacy. He said after many weeks and sessions of practicing with me that, hey, I'm not sure if I can do this and feel all this love that you're talking about. And I said, why, Dr. P? And he says, well, I'm a man of science, you know, exactly like the Western world talks about. Everything has to be proven. He says, I'm a man of science, and I'm not sure if I believe in this. I said, I don't want you to believe in anything. The teachings of the East, of India, are not for believers. They are for seekers. In fact, those who follow authentic teachings of Christ should know what the Christ said too. Seek and you shall find. He never asked you to believe. So, Dr. P, I said, how many times have you cut open a heart in the last 27 years of your life? He said, roughly around 5,000 procedures. I said, 5,000 procedures?
And in all that time, you mean to say you never saw love? Did you see love? He said, no, I didn't. I said, yet you love your wife. You love your daughter. When you think of love and you come home, where would your hand go to? Would it go to your knees? If you say, honey, I love you, would it go to your head? Or would it be placed close to your chest, right where your chest bone ends? Whether you're Indian, Chinese, Latino, Mexican, it does not matter, German, it's universal. That feeling of love comes from deep within your chest. You don't need science to prove this. So don't be fooled. If some guy comes and says, hey, science is now proving that if you say, I am joyfully well, you may become well. The Indian system has said this for a long time. They have said, soham satyam, I am the truth. Soham chaitanyam, I am the divine knowing. I am fully an illumined being. Soham anandam, I am that eternal joy, peace and bliss. Yes, you have to reignite these things in your life, because when you were born and you've taken life, as we know, rebirth, born to a new life again, you get amnesia. You don't remember who you were in your previous life. Maybe you were a great martial artist. Maybe you were a great yogi. Maybe you were a great pianist. Maybe you were a great artist. So the choice of words you have, and with what feeling and intensity of imagination you say it in, will activate your own healing mechanisms. And you don't need science to prove it. Science is catching up with India. Science is catching up with the East. Yes, the East eventually merges with the West. But in the East, the ancient traditions of how to connect to the divine experience have always been taught. They've just been forgotten. And if you are of Indian culture, don't forget your true nature, even as much as you're learning martial arts. Your essential nature is to learn the ancient Indian Vedic traditions. Not only you can activate more martial arts in your life for more healing, but also more love and compassion, which is missing on this planet. Namaskaram.